Good morning, everybody. So, I'm Liu Xiaobing from Northeast China. Actually, I'm coming from the Northeast Institute of Geography and Agroecology, the Chinese Academy of Sciences. The Chinese Academy of Sciences is a big system. There are 104 research institutions across the whole country. So our institute is one of the 104 research institutes. So today I will talk about our research group's 9-year experiment. So this is an artificial topsoil removal regarding the restoration of eroded mollisol's productivity by cattle manure application. So as we all know, the soil is very important. We know the soil functions very well, and we know soil is our finite resources. It cannot, if it is not properly managed, the soil can be eroded, polluted, and even destroyed. And so that's why we now the agricultural scientists pay more great attention to the soil degradation issues. And as we know, for the last 50 years, 5 million hectares of land has been degraded. And we also know, based on America, USA taxonomy in the soil, there are 12 soil orders. So one of them is mollisols. And I think most of them, you know, there are 4 continuous bodies in the world for mollisols. So in America, Mississippi, in America, so the Ukraine, Russia, and for South America, that is Argentina, and then the last one is Northeast China. So why it is important in Northeast China? As we know, mollisol is very productive soil, but mollisol region is only concentrated, located in Northeast China. Northeast China is the breadbasket of China, so about one-third of the corn and over half of the soybean was produced in this area. However, the soil erosion, so the soil degradation is a very big problem in there. That's why we conducted the effect of soil erosion on crop productivity. So that we know the American colleagues have done a 10-year research on corn belt study regarding the effect of soil erosion on crop productivity. So basically, yield decline about 9 to 18% in corn and 17 to 24% in soybean. However, for mollisol area in northeast China, how does black soil erosion impact crop production in the area? And no quantitative data was recorded in the area. That's why 9 years ago, my colleagues and I established the artificial topsoil removal area. See, actually, this we learned from Dr. Lani from Canada. He did the same thing back 30 years ago in wheat. So we get here 5-slope farmland, and we have the top 30 centimeter topsoil layer, and this is a typical mollisol field in northeast China. We removed the soil by 30 centimeters topsoil, or 25, 20, 10, 15, and even has no topsoil removal. And then we implemented the 2 soil amendments, so general basically, chemical fertilization and chemical fertilization with additional 15, 10 per hectare of cattle manure based on dry basis. And we implemented the plot for crop soybean corn soybean rotation. So altogether we have 60 plots. So this research was initiated in 2004. So now this year is the 10th year. So you will find after topsoil removal, the corn or soybean growth look like this. So you can tell the great difference just by your eyes. And you know this is the corn, so this is the plot, you will find it. So this is the first year we remove the topsoil, so this 30 centimeters topsoil, the 20, and this one, no topsoil removal. And you will, if we collected the seedlings, you will find if the top 30 centimeters topsoil removed under the chemical fertilization, the corn seedlings just like this. And for no topsoil removal, the corn seedlings sell very high. So that means the standard growth was inhibited by topsoil removal. And you also find some deficiency of iron from the topsoil removal and compared to the control. So, you know, so this difference, or this is the 20 centimeter topsoil removal, it's corn, and this is no topsoil removal. And my American friend, this is Dr. Rick Cruz from Iowa State University, Dr. Stephen Herbert from University of Massachusetts. They came to visit our research department. So at the very first year, at the end of the harvest, so for the certain given units, so the central row, you will find if the 30 centimeter topsoil removal, so the corn yield only this size. And for there no topsoil removal, so you know, however, with the manure addition, you will find, you know, the same unit of land, so more grain yield was obtained with additional manure application. And this is corn, this is soybean, so you can tell the difference just by your eyes. And what about the initial response of the first year? So after first year application, so you will find for the economic yield, for relative yield, so only 4.3% of economic yield was obtained compared to no topsoil removal. So that means for corn, the economic yield almost gone at the first year of the treatment. And however, for corn, for soybean, so still 41% of yield remained after the top 30 centimeter topsoil removal. So, and however, if additional manure you will find, you know, and the same treatment, only topsoil removal, but with additional of cattle manure application, so the economic yield, the relative yield is about 26%. And for soybean, so just now I told you that first slide showed that at chemical fertilization, so the yield is about 40%. Now with additional manure, so 55% of the economic yield compared to the control. And it's very interesting that, you know, at the very first year, the yield reduction was very severe. And after 7 years of the manure application and with different with crop rotation, so 7 years after the topsoil removal, you know, for manure application, the yield is similar to the yield at with no topsoil removal, but only under chemical fertilization. So, you know, this is 30 centimeter topsoil removed, but with additional manure, so the yield is equal to no topsoil removal, only under fertilization. Chemical fertilization application. So the manure, the importance of manure is quite significant. And after 9 years, we found that, you know, this effect of manure application can last for another 2 years. So you will find, you know, so this 9 years, the relative yield, this is for corn. So the additional manure, the yield is similar to no topsoil removal. So after 9 years of addition of manure and crop rotation, this means this severe soil erosion, the effect on crop productivity, was very much alleviated. And the same thing happened to corn. Why? Although, so the manure is the application is an older story, but a new approach to the severe eroded molly soil areas. So, and we crossed the 9 years, we found that every 1 centimeter topsoil removal can reduce 69 kilogram per hectare of corn yield. But with an addition of manure, the yield, 1 topsoil removal yield reduction is only 48 kilogram per hectare. And for soybean, the same thing. So 1 topsoil removal, the soil loss in yield for soybean is only it's 91 kilogram per hectare. Yes, right. And for this additional manure, it's only 14 kilogram per hectare. So the role of manure application is very, very important. How come? While it is important for manure application to restore the eroded soil productivity, so I think as a soil scientist, as an agronomist, and as a crop scientist, you know that very well, because of the erosion, so reduce the soil organic matter, so you would count the great differences. So at 30 centimeter topsoil removal, the organic matter is only about 2.9. But however, for no topsoil removal, that's only almost 4%. And also, you know, so because of the organic matter reduced, the total nitrogen content was reduced. So this is one thing, and also lower temperature will occur because of the topsoil removal. And more clay will be found in the thick, the deeper layer, and also we will find the reduced field capacity. And we still have some time. Dr. Pat, we still have some time. Yeah, okay. So also, you know, because the additional manure will reduce soil bulk density, make the soil more, the structure is okay, and also for crop itself, the manure application can increase the biomass accumulation above ground, but the manure application at the very first year did not increase the root dry weight. However, after 5 years of manure application, the root dry weight was significantly increased, especially the root length, root surface, and so especially the root length and the root surface area. So after 5 years of application, so it increased the root other trees, not only the root dry weight. And also because of the root surface increase and the root length, so we found that at the end of the harvest, the mineral nutrients uptake was significantly increased. It's for nitrogen, potassium, and phosphorus. And also for the growth period, the manure application can relatively increase the photosynthetic rate, and can the soil, the water stable aggregate greater than 0.25 was increased. And also we found that lower molecular organic acids were significantly increased by addition of manure application. And we also found that the organic matter, so the soil enzyme activity was increased, and the soil microbial biomass respiration was changed by the manure application. So I just give you a brief idea and brief conclusions. So for Northeast China, my take-home message for you is no severe yield reduction in the short term, but a devastating disaster will occur if no soil erosion control measures are taken. And corn was more sensitive than soybean to soil erosion, but complex mechanisms involved in yield reduction by soil erosion, but manure can alleviate yield loss caused by soil erosion in my area. So with that, I thank you for your attention, and I thank my colleagues and my friends and my graduate students. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.